着重在信心这样子的一个主题。
We talked about blessing this morning.
我们今天早晨提到了祝福。
God has promised Abraham blessings.
神也有应许了亚伯拉罕祝福。
But to enjoy these blessings, he has to obey this imperative, this order, go.
为了要领受这一份的祝福，他必须要遵从神这样子的一个命令，就是去离开。
Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house.
离开本地、本族、父家。
That's the way to God's promised blessings.
那就是一个通往神祝福的一个途径。
It means also there is a need for a faith action.
那也代表着意味着我们要有信心的行动。
This is what Paul says here in Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章这样说。
So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham.
可见那以信为本的人和亚伯拉罕一同得福。
We enjoy this blessing today, salvation from Christ.
我们享受这神的祝福，就是神的救赎。
Partly because of Abraham's faith.
也因着透过亚伯拉罕的信心。
His partnership here with God in terms of the stewardship for the blessing of the nations is driven by a special force.
他跟神这样子一个同工来领受神的祝福，是完成神圣这样子的托付，是有一个这样子的推动力的。
The motivating force is faith.
这个推动力呢，就是信心。
Without this, we would not have accomplished His stewardship.
没有信心，我们没有办法。成就神的托付。
The question is, what is faith?
所以问题是什么是信心？
Talking about faith here, I'm reminded of a piece of news I read the other day.
当我谈起信心这个课题的时候呢，让我想起一篇的新闻报道。
I'm sure you know our local comedian by the name Hossan Leo.
你们认识吗？
Right? Anybody? Right? Okay, quite familiar face.On our TV, I read that he used to be a church pianist.
他说这个演员，这个戏剧员呢，他是一个他曾经是一个基督徒。
I also had to know that in the entertaining world there were Christians.
我感到很庆幸，因为知道这个娱乐界里面呢有基督徒。
And for those who are Chinese speaking, 讲华语的，你们应该熟悉蔡琴吧？
讲华语的你们认识蔡琴
吗？都认识吧，现在年纪像我那么大，应该是认识蔡琴。Channel Five。某一年的某一天。I'm not more singing here. Okay, she is too our sister in Christ. She is a believer.
蔡琴也是基督徒，是我们的在主里的姐妹。
These faces, I think, if you're familiar with them, you know that's also you know, Christian. When we see
these faces, we know they're all Christians.
Then, to my surprise, this fellow too, okay? He is
also a Christian.
Do you know him?
I think so.
Okay, Wu Zhongxian. One day, Wu Zhongxian gave this testimony and then recorded on YouTube.
有一天，我就
现
在
YT
上
这
样子分享的见证。
I like to thank my 华哥。
我要感谢我的
华哥。
华哥。
Well, I said to myself, you mean the gangsters in heaven?
不，你的意思说在天堂里面有
华哥。Now they try to explain that how.耶和华是我的哥哥。
原来是耶和华是我的哥哥，所以他说我要谢谢我的老婆。
Rejoice with these brothers and sisters.
我们要为这些弟兄姐妹们来感恩。
Because Jesus said, when there is a soul here on earth converted and repented, there is great joy up there.
耶稣说，在地上呢，如果有一些人得救，我们在天上是一个皆大欢喜的。
But I have a question.
然后有个问题。
What does it mean to believe.
什么叫做相信呢？
That claims that they believe Jesus.
一个人当他说我相信耶稣的时候，
What do they really mean?
那是代表什么意思呢？
I ask this question because I noticed the word faith or belief is now very slippery.
我问这问题，因为我们现在用的相信和信心这个字，我们可以用的范围很广。
I'm sure you're familiar with this face.
也认识这位女士吧？
Or probably the friend.
她是欧普拉温夫瑞。
He said once, he said that, well, I'm a Christian who believes that there are certainly many more paths to go other than Christianity.
她这样说，我是一位除了相信基督教之外，还有其他很多途径可以通往上帝的一位基督徒。
She claims that she is a Christian.
她说她是一位基督徒。
But she doesn't believe that Christ is the only way to the Father.
但是他却不相信只有借着基督我们可以去到天
上。So what does it mean to have faith?
所以那信心是什么？
Is Christ.
在基督里面的信心是什么呢？
This is a theological question.
这是一个神学上的一个问题。
What by right, a theological question has to be answered by a theologian, right?
所以神学上的问题我们就要问神学家了。
But there's one problem with the theologians.
有神学家也有一个问题。
They have a special gift.
我们有一个神学家们有这样子一个特别的恩赐。
The gift is to make simple things complicated.
就是把简单的东西复杂化。
That's why they call themselves theologians.
所以他们称他们为神学家。
So I suggest today we do not consult a theologian.
所以我建议我们今天不要请教神学家。
Rather we consult a man of faith.
我们请教信心之父。
Who seen it all, been there.Coming back to tell us.
I cannot think.
Who has the experience of faith? Who has gone on a journey of faith?
有经历过极大的信心的旅途的。
And this man is none other than Abraham.
这就是亚伯拉罕的。
This is what Paul says about him.
这也是保罗说的关于亚伯拉罕。
So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham.The man of faith.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
Our father of faith.
我们的信心之父。
Imagine if Abraham was with us tonight, standing here.
想象今天如果亚伯拉罕跟我们同在。
And if we asked him.
如果我们问他。
What do you mean by having faith in God?
你对拥有
神里面有信心是什么意思呢？
In other words, what is your faith like?
信心是怎样的样子的呢？
Because I want to know whether my faith is the same as your faith.
因为我要知道我的信心跟你的信心是不是一样的，有什么差别？
Paul says we enjoy the same blessing because we share the same faith. The question is my faith the same as Abraham's faith?
保罗说我们跟亚伯拉罕一样，同样的同享同样的一个福分，但是我们的问题是我们信心跟他的信心是不是一样的呢？
What would Abraham tell us?
所以亚伯拉罕会怎样告诉我们呢？
Explore his journey of faith.
让我们来看看他的信心的旅程。
I realize his faith is marked by a journey.
我发觉到亚伯拉罕的信心是一个旅途。
And this journey started when he received a special calling from the Lord.
他的旅途是从神呼召他的那一刻开始。
If you turn with me to Genesis 12, verse 1.
如果你去到创世纪十二章第一节。
It says there the Lord had said to Abraham, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.
去到你的父家。对不起，十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
Okay. 耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，到我指示你的地方去。”
And he left according to verse 4.
根据第四节。
He left.
他就离开了。
And he had a journey.
他有一个旅程。
The fact he's not called a man of faith or the father of faith because he took a journey.
他为什么被称为是一个信心之父呢？是因为他开始了这个旅程，展开了这个旅程。
Faith is about moving from point A to point B.
信心是 关乎一个从 A 点去到 B 点的一个过程。
It's with the command go.
是根据神自己的吩咐去。
Go from your country of father's house to somewhere.
离开你的本族父家本地，去到一个地方。
And Abraham went.
亚伯拉罕就去了。
Journey.
他就开始了他这样子一个旅程。
And then he had a story.
然后他就有一个故事。
If he did not start that journey that day,
如果他当天没有开始这样子的一个旅程，
there would not have been a journey.
就不是一个这样子的一个旅程。
There would not have been a story left here in the Bible.
那就在圣经里面就没有记载这样子的一个故事了。
The story then testifies his faith.
他的故事见证了他的信心。
In other words, his faith is concretized by his journey.
他的信心就这样子在这样子的一个旅程当中成就。
Now the question for us today is our faith the same as Abraham's faith?
我们今天的问题就是，我们的信心跟亚伯拉罕的信心是一样的吗？
Do we have a journey?
我们有没有一个旅程？
And do we have a story about that journey?
我们有没有一个那个旅程的故事？
A lot of people when you ask them, you know, how do you come to Christ and how is your walk with God?
当我们问一些人说你怎么样认识耶稣的，你跟随神的旅程是怎么样的？
They probably would tell you what happened 10 years ago.
那通常会告诉你十年前发生的事情。
Or maybe 5 years ago.
或者是五年前的事情。
As if it's been blank from 5 years ago till today.
好像是说从五年前到现在是一个空的，没有东西。
No story to tell.
没有新的故事。
Because there is no journey.
因为在那个这个五年里面没有过故事，没有旅程。
Faith for them is just a land somewhere here in the air, just a theory, just a thought.
信心好似乎是在我们头脑上的一个知识，是一个理论。
We hear God's word every Sunday.
我们听神自己的话语每个星期。
And the word of God said, "Yeah, God, those are good things. Those are great things. I agree with you."
我们听到神的信息的时候，我们都会说啊，这些都是很好的道理，我都认同。
But we do not obey.
但我们没有顺服。
We do not live it out.
我们没有活出来。
We don't have a journey.
我们没有一个旅途。
So when people ask what happened this week,
当我们人家问我们说这个星期发生了什么事情，
you would say maybe same same.
你会说啊，什么？
Because we have nothing new in our experience or in our walk with God.
就是在我们跟随神的这样子的一个经历的时候，我们没有这样子一个经历。
No, what the James says.James, right? Without work, faith is dead.
雅各书说，没有信心，没有行动的信心是死的。
It's just here in our heads.
只是在头脑上的知识。
How many times and how much of God's word have you received?
有多少时候我们领受了神的话语？
Have you started a journey?
而我们也展开了这样的一个旅途。
You look back.The past week.
回头看上个星期。
Do you have a new story to tell?
你有一个新的故事来分享吗？
If you do,
如果你有的话，
you have concretized your faith.
你就成就了你的一个这样子的信心。
Why do people stop there? They don't start a journey.
为什么人会停顿在一个点，没有开始一个旅途呢？
I think one of the problems or one of the factor that stops them is the fact that faith.Faces the unknown.
其中一个原因可能就是面对着未知，使我们停顿在一个点。
This is what Abraham faced at that time.
这也是亚伯拉罕所经历的，在当时。
Here the Lord said to him, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's house to the land I will show you."
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，到我指示你的地方去。”
Did God tell him where to go?
上帝有跟他说你要去哪里吗？
Did God tell him to go? Where to go? No.
没有。
Just go, and I will show you.
你就去吧，然后我会告诉你。
Imagine.
你想象一下。
After church.
教会完毕后。
You ask your friend, and your brother or sister for a lift.
你要求你的弟兄的姐妹给你一站一程。
And then the brother or sister said, "Hop in."
那个弟兄姐妹就说来吧，上来吧。
Then you ask
Where do you want to go?
然后他就问你说你要去哪里？
Don't ask. Just cut on the guess. Well, yeah.
然后你就说不要问我，你会知道的。
What do I do?
那我要怎么办？
Go straight to the left, to the right.
我要向前走，向左转，还是向右转？
You have to tell me where you want to go.
你要告诉我你要去哪里啊？
This is the situation here in this story.
这故事里面这样子的一个情景，就是这故事的情景。
In fact, I think the challenge is greater.
他亚伯拉罕面对的挑战是更大的。
Because what was asked here by God for Abraham to do was to immigrate.
因为神所吩咐亚伯拉罕做的就是要完全的离开。
Migrating is a big issue.
移民是一个很大的事。
Especially Abraham has very much settled here in this place, and his business is doing very well.
尤其是亚伯拉罕在他自己本地本族是一个很大的一个家族。
But many of my friends are migrating to Western countries.
那提醒让我想起了一些我的朋友在西方的国家的。
They migrate to Australia, maybe Canada, and they try to avoid the U.S. today.
他们移民到加拿大或者是澳洲，他们都避开美国。
As far as I know, none of them migrated this way.
根据我所知道的，没有一个人像亚伯拉罕这样子的移民。
Before they made that decision,
他们在做出决定之前
，they wanted to know that that place would be better than Singapore.
他们要确定说，他们移民去的那个地方会比新加坡更好。
If not better, then why one should I move, right?
如果那个地方不是更好的话，我为什么要
So they would Google, they would talk to friends who have migrated.
所以我会做搜寻，会去做一些的资料搜寻。
Well, even then, they didn't make the decision.
那他们还是没有做这样子的决定。
They would visit the place during the summer.
他们会用那个地方来度夏天。
They wanted to know how the economy was with education, environment, everything.
他们要知道那边的教育系统那些环境是怎么样的。
They would come back and then they would maybe also pray.
然后再回来继续的祷告。
Only when they knew that place was better than Singapore.
只要他们必须要确定那个去的地方是比新加坡更好的。
Then they would decide.To step out.
他们才会决定说要离开。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because nobody likes the unknown.
因为没有人喜欢面对未知。
Because we don't know when we step out, what would happen to us.
因为我们不知道，当我们往前踏一步的时候，我们发生什么事情。
We want to know there's something here.
我们知道要确定我们在前面的道路。
To guarantee our safety and our comfort.
去确保我们的舒适，确保我们的安全。
Abraham did not have that choice.
亚伯拉罕并没有这样子的一个选择。
Chapter 4 says Abraham went as the Lord had told him.
第四节说亚伯拉罕就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
He stepped into the unknown.
亚伯拉罕面对他的未知。
And that made him the father of faith.
那使他成为信心之父。
Unknown is the best place to grow our faith.
未知是我们经历成长的最好的一个地方。
But unknown is the least, you know, the last thing that we want to see in our life.
未知是我们最不想去到的。
As Singapore plan everything.
新加坡人通常都会计划一切的事情。
Planning, you know, we even plan the way we will die.
我们也计划我们要怎样死。
Because we want to be 100% sure.
我们要100%确定。
Because of that, sometimes the Lord would allow the unknown to come to us.
有时候神会允许一些未知来到我们的生命当中。
Because He knows.
因为他知道。
You need the unknown to grow your faith.
我们需要经历这些未知来成长。
Faith does not grow in green, in a protected, sheltered place in a greenhouse.
我们的信心不会在一个舒适圈里面成长的。
It doesn't grow that way.
不是这样子的。
So He allows the unknown.
他允许我们经历未知。
Just like COVID-19.
就好像新冠疫情。
Do you remember?
你记得吗?
It came after Chinese New Year.
新年过后就开始了这样子的一个新冠的。
It came after we said to each other, 年年有余啊。Nobody prayed, I'm sure nobody prayed during the Chinese New Year, please God send us COVID-19.
我确定没有人在新年过后有祷告，向神祷告说，请让我们经历一些未知的事情。
We just thrusted into it.
我们就这样子的进入。
Our plans, our great career, a lot of things were up in the air.
我们的计划全部都在空中，有点泡汤感觉。
Including mine.
包括我的。
I just moved to Australia. I just started my teaching career in Bible college.
我刚刚去到澳洲，刚刚开始了我在神学院的教学。
But as I look back today,
那我回顾的时候
，my faith grew tremendous, more than what I think witnessed before that.
我也经历了信心的成长。
Face the unknown.
面对未知。
It is said that there are two types of beginners when it comes to swimming lessons.
在游泳的学习的过程当中，有两种的新手。
The first part is, you know, a group of people who are willing to jump into the water.
第一种呢，就是他们是一群愿意跳进水里面的人。
The other type is group of people who are pushed into the water.
另外一种呢，就是被人推进水里的那种。
I'm one of them.
我是其中。
I hope you're not.
我希望你不是。
But Abraham is so marvelous. Nobody pushes him.
He
volunteers to jump.
亚伯拉罕并没有人任何人推亚伯拉罕，他自己跳进去。
As it was said here, so Abraham went as the Lord had told him.
就是第四节讲到的，亚伯拉罕就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
You would admire this hero, so to speak.
你会赞叹这样子一个信心的伟人。
Faith model, so to speak.
个信心的典范。
He jumps into the water.
他跳进水里面去了。
So far, so good.
目前为止多好。
And because of that, he's got a good record in the Bible.
因此，他在圣经里面，他有一个很好的一个故事。
Hebrews 11 verse 8 says that by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
希伯来书十一章八节这样说：亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
Great faith，
极大的信心。
However，
但是
，things turned out to be not what I think probably he expected。
但是事情并不是亚伯拉罕所预料的这样子。
If you read on verse 10，
如果你去往下看第十节的话
，Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe。
当时那地发生饥荒，亚伯兰就往下到埃及去，要在那里寄居，因为那地的饥荒十分严重。
People like Abraham believed in retribution。
亚伯拉罕是相信，报应论。
That means if you obey the Lord, the Lord will bless you. If you disobey Him, the Lord will punish you.
就是说，你遵从神的话，神就会祝福你；你不遵从神的话，神就会咒诅你、惩罚你。
Now here we have Abraham, who is so obedient.
这里呢，亚伯拉罕呢，这样的顺服神。
God says go, he goes.
神说你去，他就去了。
Face the unknown, okay, I face the unknown.
去面对你的未知 ，OK， 我去了。
I would expect, you know, some kind of blessing, some kind of reward from the Lord.
我会预料说神也会祝福我的。
But instead, I got famine.
但是他面对的却是一个饥荒。
This Bible doesn't tell us, how he was feeling.
圣经没有说亚伯拉罕是感受是什么。
But I believe, as someone who believed in retribution, he had a lot of questions.
但是我相信亚伯拉罕，谁是相信那个报应论的话，他有很多的疑问。
A lot of why questions.
他有很多的为什么的问题。
Why did I obey you here? I left my comfort zone and then followed you here instead of, you know, being blessed. I get famine.
为什么我这样子顺服你离开离开我的舒适圈，但是我因着顺服你我却没有这样子的祝福。
This is the moment I think probably Abraham would need God most.
在这个时候呢，我相信亚伯兰需要是最需要神的时候。
But if you read carefully,
那你仔细的去看的时候
，from verse 10 onwards,
从第十节开始
，God doesn't speak anymore.
神并没有说任何的话。
God is silent.
神是保持沉默的。
When you need God the most and He is silent, that silence is the loudest thing that you have ever heard.
当你需要神的时候，但是神却保持沉默，那样子的一个安静是最危险的，最危险的。
Must have been very, very tough.
一定是十分的难过。
In my life, I went through such situations several times.
我也经历过这样子的一个情况几次。
In my struggle, in my loneliness, I pray, Lord, speak to me. I need a word from you to encourage me.
在我孤单，在我面对挑战、困难的时候，我需要神你的话来安慰我。
So I read the Bible, but I got nothing.
那我读神的话语的时候，但是我却没有听到任何神的话语。
I need to hear sermons.
我要听讲道。
I received nothing.
但也领受不到任何信息。
Somehow God was just silent.
神却都保持沉默。
I prayed, my prayer went up and hit the ceiling and bounced back.
我的祷告往上向上去了过后呢，再掉回下来，落空了。
Terrible,
非常的糟糕。
The natural question should be, or would be, why?
很自然的，我们会问说为什么
？In the New Testament, Peter has an explanation for this kind of situation.
彼得有这样子一个这样子一个解释。
He calls this kind of experience test.
他说这样子的一个经历呢是试验。
Abraham is now called a man of faith because he went through tests.
亚伯拉罕那他称为信心之父，因为他经历了试验。
His faith.Was concretized by the several tests in his story.
他的信心就是经由这些试验而成就的。
This is what Peter says about tests.
彼得这样子说。
At that time, a lot of Christians, you know, went through persecution. Or not. Let me see. Okay, this is Hebrew, not Peter yet. Okay. Yeah, Hebrews.
是希伯来书，不是彼得。
When the recipients of this letter went through a lot of suffering because of their faith. The writer, the author of Hebrews, wrote these words to encourage them.
希伯来书的这个书的这个背景呢，是他们在经历一些苦难，作者就写这封信来鼓励他们。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received.The promises was in the act of offering up his only son.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那喜欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
God's demand to offer Isaac is one of the many tests he went through.
神要求亚伯拉罕献上他的儿子以撒，是神给他的其中一个试验。
In another situation.
在另外的情况
，also a case of persecution，
也是在面对逼迫的时候。
A lot of Christians ask why，
很多基督徒会问为什么。
Then Peter wrote this to them，
彼得这样子写。
Though now for a little while you have been relieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得将说，但如今在百般的试验中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
When God is silent, it doesn't mean He's not around.
神保持沉默，并不代表他不与我们同在。
Although subjectively feel that he's so far away，
虽然我们感觉到他离我们很远
，but actually he's around。
但是他其实与我们同在。
He's just testing us。
他只是在试验我们。
Because true faith or genuine faith needs tests。
因为真正的信心，真实的信心，就是代表着试验。
When you look at your electronic, the electronic products you have bought,
你看着你的电子产品
Now there is a label there.
还有一个的标志。
It says QC.
他说 QC.
In order to get to the market, every product has to pass QC quality test, a check.
每一个电子产品，它要被卖出去的时候，它必须要经过这样子的检验。
So is our faith.
品质的检验，也就是我们的信心也是如此。
Faith sometimes maybe just you know some kind of emotion.
信心有时候像是一种我们的情感。
We feel that we have a faith, we trust in the Lord.
我们感受到、感觉到我们相信耶稣。
That kind of thing, feeling especially strong.In a situation like this one in our church camp.
在这样子的情感呢，特别是在我们在整个退休会感觉特别的强。
After hearing a few fiery sermons, you get charged up. You know, you feel very strongly. You know, you can believe him, you can trust him.
听了几天的信息过后呢，你整个的人就火热起来，你可以相信他，你可以再次的信靠他。
That's good. That's wonderful.
那是很好的事。
I would expect you to have this kind of experience after this camp.
我希望你经历这样子一个经历，今天这个营会里面。
But in order to be true or genuine, that kind of faith has to be tested.
但是呢，如果要活出真正的信心呢，我们的信心必须要经历考验。
Where is it tested?
怎么样的怎么样被考验呢
？After this camp.
就是这个退休后之后。
After you go back to reality.
回到你的现实生活里面的时候
，to your company，
回到你的公司
，to your workplace，
回到你的工作场所
，to unfriendly environment，
去到一些对你不友善的一些环境
，bad bosses， mean bosses，
一些不好的上司
，or relational issues in the family，
面对在家庭里面的关系
，or your health issues，
你的健康的问题
，or relational issues，
或者是一些其他的关系的问题。
That's the moment when your faith is tested.
那就是我们的信心被考验的时候。
We need people of faith.
我们需要信心的人，成为信心的人。
Because they are pillars of the church.
因为这些信心的人是教会的一个的支柱。
But this kind of faith has to be tested in order to sustain the weight of you know all kind of pressure from outside.
我们必须要成为这样子的一些信心的支柱，以致我们可以抵挡外界外教外的一些的压力。
So if at the moment you are experiencing what Abraham was experiencing,
如果你目前正在经历这亚伯拉罕所经历的
，The Lord wants to tell you that the Lord is not far from you.
神要告诉你说，神并没有不与你同在，神与你同在。
It's just that you're being tested.
你只是在面对着一个试验。
I must say, however, it's easier to say than done.
说起来比做容易。
Because when you are really in that kind of situation, you may not be so calm.
因为当你在面对这样子一个试验的时候，你不会这样子平静的。
This is the case of Abraham.
这就是亚伯拉罕的情况。
When famine came, when God was silent,
饥荒来的时候，神保持沉默的时候
，He had to save his family.
要拯救他的家人。
He had to migrate again down south.
他又要拯救他的家人，带领他的家人离开去南部的时候。
So he moved down under. But down under, I don't mean Australia, but Egypt.
他往南再下的时候，并不是去到澳洲，而是去到埃及。
That would solve his problem.
要来解决他饥荒的问题。
Ironically, like many solutions in our life, you know, this solution led to a new problem.
但是这样子一个解决的方式呢，却带来了一个新的困难。
What's the problem?
困难是什么呢
？Somehow the problem is related to his wife.
这个问题呢，就是关于他的太太的关系了。
What's wrong with his wife?
他太太有什么问题呢
？Well, nothing wrong really. It's just that she's too pretty.
其实没有什么问题，只是她太漂亮了。
You might be, you know, wondering how come she was so pretty when she was already 65?
为什么她65岁的时候还是这样漂亮呢
？Still gorgeous.
还是很貌美如花。
Walking on the street, maybe would do the kind of thing, you know.
你走在街上的时候，还会被人调戏的那种。
Because sisters here might be wondering what's the secret.
你可能会觉得说，哎，他有什么秘诀
？I teach the Old Testament.
我教导旧约。
I dug in.
我去研究。
Looking for answers for you, all the sisters here.
我去研究，想要为所有的姐妹们谋一些福利，找个问答案回来。
There were a lot of explanations.
那其实并没有说明是什么秘诀。
But they're just explanations, just theories.
只是一些的理论。
Nobody knows.
没有人。
Sorry, folks. But one thing I'm very sure. One thing I'm very sure.
有一个让我惊讶的事情。
Sarah did not have, you know, the kind of product on TV.
Sarah.
It's like your skin and it's very smooth and young.
Sarah,
L'Oreal.
其实并没有那些、我们看到在网络上打广告的那些护肤品。
She did not use SK-II.
她没有用 SK-II.
You ask her why, maybe when we're back to heaven.
我们在天家的时候再问她吧。
Now, having a beautiful wife is a special blessing, of course.
妻子是我们的、特别的祝福。
A beautiful wife, not just a 妻子 but a beautiful wife.
美丽的妻子是上帝给你们的祝福。
But for Abraham at this moment,was a danger.
但是对亚伯拉罕说，这个时刻是一个危险的时刻。
Probably he already heard stories that Egypt was not so safe.
他可能已经听说过了，埃及不是一个安全的地方。
People would kill somebody for somebody's wife.
人会为着他的某人的妻子而把他杀掉。
So he was very scared.
所以他感到很害怕。
So he, before he entered Egypt.
他在 进入埃及的时候
he pulled his wife aside.
他就跟撒旦说
He said, Darling,、
亲爱的
I know you're very gorgeous, Paul.
我知道你很漂亮哦
But your beauty could also be my killing.
但是你的美貌呢可能会造成我失上我的生命
Please, please protect me.
请你保护我
How?
How? 怎么呢？怎么样保护呢
？When we go into Egypt, never call me darling or honey.
所以进到埃及的时候呢，不要称呼我说 darling 或者是 honey.
Call me 哥哥 will do.
就叫我哥哥就好了。
Well, they went to Egypt.
所以他们就到了埃及。
And true enough,
确实是这样。
Abraham was not imagining things.
亚伯拉是很清楚他的状况是什么的。
This 65 years old woman walking on the street.
这65岁的女士走在街道上。
Attracted a lot of attention.
吸引了很多的目光。
Read 14, verse 14.
看第十四节。
When Abraham came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that Sarah was a very beautiful woman.
创世纪14:14。他们看到撒来的时候，看到撒来是一个很漂亮的女人。
One scholar said that this word Hebrew word "saw" is not just looking.
看不单单是一个外貌的样子。
But you know only. So imagine this. Use your sanctified imagination.
你被上化的一个想象力。
As Abraham and Sarai, you know, were walking on the street of Egypt.
亚伯拉罕跟撒来走在埃及的道路上的时候。
As the afternoon breeze, you know, blew her tresses.
亚撒午的那个风在吹她的头发的时候。
Every man on the street.
每个男人都看到呜这样子。
There might have been some traffic accidents. I mean, involving carriages, horses.
可能会造成一些的交通意外。
I'm not exaggerating because verse 15 says, when Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh.
我没有夸张，因为圣经这样子说，当法老们看到上来的时候，他们称赞他的赞。
Only high-ranking officials could go to Pharaoh's palace and talk to him face to face.
只有法老王他那些的士兵们可以这样子的去
高级军高级的官员，
高级官员可以去到法老
王。So these officials were like, you know, cabinet ministers today.
所以这些高级官员就是好像今天的
内阁部长。Now imagine.Pharaoh was having this cabinet meeting with all these ministers.
所以法老就跟这些内阁部长们有一个会议。
How about our budget this year? Then he got no response.
他们都没有反应。
Because all the ministers were talking about a woman.
他们全部都在谈论这
没有人。They're not interested in national issues.
他们对这些国家的当事并没有意
They're more interested in this woman.
没有兴趣，他们只有对这个女人有兴趣。
Pharaoh, have you heard this woman came coming from the north? You know, she is so pretty. Yeah.
他们跟法老说话，你们有没有看到？你们有听说到这样子一个美丽的女人？
So much so Pharaoh got very interested.
所以法老呢，又对这个女人产生兴趣了。
Well, Pharaohs, meaning kings in those days, like kings in the China.
法老就是当时候的一些王，好像中国的王那样。
They have a special hobby.
他有一些特殊的癖好。
If your hobby is to collect stamps.
如果我们的嗜好是兴趣是要收集邮票的话
，His hobby was to collect beauties.
他的特喜好就是要收集美丽的女生。
In those days, the greatness of a king was shown through the many wives and concubines they had.
以当时代那些王呢，他们的伟大有多伟大，是看他们有多少个妻子，多少个。妾
嫔妃 So Pharaoh could have had, you know, an Ethiopian wife, you know, or a Canaanite, and maybe a Mesopotamian and all that.
法老王可能有很多不同国家的妃。
He would need a Hebrew beauty.
他签一个犹太人的。
So it says here she was taken into his palace.
所以这里经文说，他被带到进法老的宫里面去了。
And since Abraham had been calling her sister, Moroni,
亚伯拉罕就一直叫撒拉成为他的妹妹。
So according to verse 16 here, Pharaoh treated Abraham well.
所以法老就对亚伯拉罕很好。
Gave him sheep, cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female servants and camels.
给了他许多的牛羊、公驴、母驴、仆役和骆驼。
So much so that even the coffin had problem translating it.All these things were, you know, things which represent wealth in those days.
这些都是当时候代表着他们的富裕的一个的象征。
I'm particularly interested in the male and female donkeys.
特别有对公驴和母驴。
Because there's been research done on the donkeys in the Bible during the biblical times.
在古代的圣经里面呢，它驴。那时候有特别的意义象征。
They came in different pedigrees.
他们来不同的一些的种类。
There were cheap ones.
还有贵
便宜的。There were super expensive ones.
还有一些很贵的。
Only the royals would be able to buy them.
只有一些王族可以买到这些最贵的。
Compared to, I think perhaps cars today.
就比如说车子。
That today's cars, you have QQ and the Rolls Royce and Mercedes, right?
那时候我们有不同种类的车 ，QQ, Rolls Royce, Mercedes.
I believe Pharaoh gives those donkeys were equivalent to the Rolls Royces and the Mercedes today.
所以法老当时候给亚伯拉罕的这些驴子，等同于现今的 Rolls Royce 还有 Mercedes.
So Abraham became super rich overnight.
所以亚伯拉罕一夜之间往暴富。
However.
但是呢
，The Abraham we see here in Egypt is very different from the one in Canaan and before.
但是这里的亚伯拉罕跟之前的是不一样的，看起来。
If you have seen a man of faith just now,
如果你看到亚伯拉罕是一个信心的之父，刚才所看到的一个画面。
Here in Egypt, you see a man of flaws.
在埃及呢，亚伯拉罕就变成了输家，
很多缺陷。Firstly, he lied to everyone that was his sister.
第一，他说谎了，告诉人家说萨拉是他的妹妹。
Later on, when Pharaoh found out, he scolded him.
法老发现他说谎的时候，他骂了亚伯拉罕一顿。
I think it was a disgrace to the Lord, right?
他就是
羞辱了
神。
But I think that is another problem here.
那还有一个问题是
，He became super rich because he gave away his wife.
他一夜暴富是因为他放弃了他的妻子。
And this, I think, jeopardizes his stewardship.
这就影响了他的管家这样子一个托付。
Because God has promised him offspring.
神应许 神应许亚伯拉罕有后裔，透过撒拉有后裔。
There's going to be a special family coming out through Sarah.
就是他透过撒拉会有一个特别的一个家谱出来。
But Sarah now has become a concubine of Pharaoh.
现在呢，撒拉就却成为了法老的妃。
A great danger to God's promises. 对神
的应许造成一个很大的威胁。
And worse, I think, place yourself, you know, in the shoes of Sarah.
把你自己当成是撒拉。
Imagine.
想象。
The night you were in the palace.
当晚你在宫里面。
You are very anxious that that night this Pharaoh would sleep with you.
你很担心当晚法老会来。
In Cantonese, we call him Fa Fa Lo.
In Cantonese,
含濕樓啊，含濕法樓啊。Oh, goodness, she was going to lose her chastity.
她将会失去她的
贞洁。And suddenly, somebody told her, "Do you know what your husband is doing up there?"
忽然间有人告诉我，告诉她说，你知道你的丈夫在那里做什么吗？
He's counting his Mercedes and Rolls Royces.
他在数算着他的财宝。
I remember many years ago when I led Bible study on this text in a small group.
很多年前我在一个小组带领这个查经这段经文。
One sister stood up, I will divorce him.
一个姐妹站起来说，我会跟他离婚。
So come to Egypt, you don't see a hero anymore.
来到埃及，我们看不到他是一个英雄了，
圣经的人。Flaws.
他是一个满是缺陷的。
We would, I think, stay away and we would look down at such a person.
我们会看扁这样子的一个人。
But not the Lord.
但是神。
Interestingly, verse 17 says here, but the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abraham's wife Sarah.
但是很有趣的是，十七节这样子说，耶和华因为亚伯兰的妻子撒拉的缘故，用严重的灾病打击法老和他的全家。
God was silent; he didn't speak, but he intervened.
神虽然保持沉默，但是他在当中做事。
And he rescued his wife.
他拯救他的妻子。
And Pharaoh, of course, was angry and sent him off.
法老就很生气，所以就把他送走。
And he let Abraham take everything given to him, all those special gifts, Mercedes, Rolls Royces.
法老就把亚伯拉罕把他所有送的东西都一起给他送走。
Because verse 20 says that Pharaoh gave orders about Abraham to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had.
第二十节，法老为了亚伯兰的事吩咐臣仆，他们就把亚伯兰和他的妻子以及他所有的一切都送走了。
He got back his wife. He got back. Oh, he got to keep all the Mercedes and the Royces.
他
cool, huh?
他的妻子回来了，他同时也有很多的财宝跟他一起。
Do you think he deserves all this?
你觉得亚伯拉罕配得这些吗
？Do you think so?
你觉得如何
？I don't think so.
我不认为如此。但是
，In the Bible，
圣经
，When somebody doesn't deserve something but God still gives something to that person is called grace。
当一些人不配得他们所得到的东西的时候，圣经说这是恩典。
Yes， grace
就是恩典。
Abraham became the father of faith later on because also of grace.
亚伯拉罕被称为是信心的父，也是因为恩典。
A man of faith depends on God's grace in order to be a man of faith.
成为那个有信心的人是靠着神赐的恩典。
If we read on historian notice that this is not the only time he disgraces God.
这如果我们在看整个亚伯拉罕的故事的时候，这不是第一次他羞辱了，让神羞得到羞辱。
He's got many failures later on.
他还有很多其他失败的地方。
Especially on the issue of Hagar and Ishmael and all that.
还有夏甲、以斯玛利之类这样子的故事。
But each time when he falls, God has given him an opportunity to stand up to walk again.
他每一次跌倒的时候，神都给他机会再次的站起来，再次的行走。
Without grace.He would not have been able to continue and become the father of faith.
没有恩典的话，他没有办法继续这样子的旅程，他也不会成为那信心之父。
This reminds me of my younger days. I'm still young today, but my younger days.
这提醒了我年轻的时候。
When I first went to SBC, as a student,
去到新加坡神学院做一个学生的时候。
In those days, all first year students had to pick up one instrument.
第一年的学生需要学一个的乐器。
So, I was very delighted. I said, "Okay, I wanted to play the piano."
所以我就选了学习钢琴。
Then I tried for several months, and then almost, you know, I think 8 or 9 months.
八九个月之后，
I realized I was not cut out for this.
我发觉我没有这样子的天分。
I didn't have the patience to sit there to practice like 4 to 8 hours, right?
Yeah. 我没有这样子的耐心坐在那里练习4到8个小时。
It became a very stressful thing for me.
它变成了一个我的压力。
Then my piano teacher one day said, "Okay, now I'm coming to the end of the year, and you have to go and you do an exam."
好，来到年底的时候呢。老师说你要去考试咯。
I'll give you a very simple piece of music.
给你一个简单的音乐。
You just practice for 2 or 3 months, then you sit for exam.
你就用2-3个月去学习，然后就去考试。
I look at the music.
我看看那个乐谱。
It was simple to him, but not simple to me.
乐谱很简单，但对我来说不简单。
Anyway, I practice.
我还是练习了。
2 months, I think.
大概2个月,
I wasn't confident really.
我并没有信心。
So ironically, on the day of the exam, I was sitting in front of the piano, and then the teacher was sitting next to me.
在考试当天呢，我坐在钢琴上面，然后我的老师在我旁边。
He looked at me.
他看着我。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
？I said, ready or not ready, you have to ready. Be ready, right?
如果我有没有预备好，我都要预备好。
He said, okay. You're not so sure.
那你就好了，开始。
Yeah, I'm not so sure.And I said, okay, in that case, you know, why don't you practice once before we do the exam?
我们在考试开始之前，你再练习一次吧。
This is not exam. This is just practice, right?
这个不是考试，这是练习罢了，对吗
？That you know, I relaxed a little bit.
所以我就放松了心情。
So I tried to finish that piece.
我就尝试把整个的音乐弹奏完。
Just a few bars, and then he stopped me. I think you made a mistake there and here and here, which I didn't know.
弹奏了几个小节过后呢，我就说这里有这些错误，这里错误，那里错误。
But he said, "Never mind, finish it. Never mind, continue and finish it."
Okay, 不用紧就继续吧。
So I finish it.
所以我就把它弹完了。
He said, "You want to practice one more time?"
你要再练习多一次吗
？I said, "Okay, terrible. That means it was not good."
糟糕的。
So I said, "Okay."
好吧。
Second time.
第二次。
The time.
第三次。
Four times.
第四次。
The more I practiced, the more I got nervous. The more mistakes I made.
我越念越紧张，越弹多错误。
Then the director said, I think now you're ready.
然后老师说，你应该预备好了。
Wow, I just had to, you know, get over it.
我就赶快就把它弹完吧。
I think that was the worst.
那是最糟糕的一次。
And after that, he looked at me and said, "You've done several rounds, you know. I think the first one was the best. Let's count that as your exam."
然后老师就说你弹了几次了？我觉得第一次是最好的，我就把第一次变成你的考试吧。
But that one was not very good.
那个也不是很好。
I was expecting a C, just a pass.
我拿到了 C, 及格了。
But at the end of that year, I looked at my report card. It said.A minus.
对，学期结束的时候，我看到我的成绩，他那边记载着 A minus
一节。I didn't believe my eyes.
我的眼睛是确定我看到吗？这样子的。
A minus.
A minus 一节。
I felt so ashamed of myself.
我感到很羞愧。
From that time on, I didn't touch the piano anymore.
从那时候开始，我从就没有弹过钢琴了。
But that reminds me of my walk of faith.
那次他提醒了我信心的旅程。
You know, for God, His appreciation actually is considered simple.
神自己的这样子一个过程是
simple for Him, but not simple for me.
这个过程是对神来说是简单的，对我们来说不简单。
In my walk of faith, like Abraham, I have seen a lot of failures.
我们在信心的旅程过程的时候，像亚伯拉罕那样，也有很多的弱点、失败的地方。
Just like the piano examination, also make mistakes.
就好像钢琴的考试那样，我犯了很多的错误。
But the Lord always says, "Oh, never mind, continue and finish."
神常常跟我说，不用紧，继续吧，把它完成。
Always give me a second chance.
永远都有第二次的机会。
And he always give me a great higher than what I really deserve.
常常会给我们一个我们预料以外好的一个成绩。
Now I don't usually do this to my students.
我通常
no grace because I teach the Old Testament.
通常我都不会对我的学生做这样的事情。
I teach in the books under the law, not under grace.
我教导旧约是按着律法。
She was my student, she knows. She knows what I
mean. 按着律法的。没有恩典哦。
What a confession. But that's how the Lord is treating everyone of us.
但是神就是这样子啊。
He always extends grace so that we can finish the race, can finish the journey of it, so that we can accomplish the stewardship given to us.
上帝常常会给我们这样子的恩典，使我们可以完成他给我们的托付。
Let me conclude this sermon.
让我们就做一个结语。
Is our faith the same as Abraham's faith?
我们的信心跟亚伯拉罕的信心是一样的吗？
How is his faith like?
他的信心是怎样的呢？
Well, compare this with your faith.
来跟你的信心做一个对比。
His faith takes a journey.
他的信心是一个旅程。
His kind of faith faces the unknown.
他的信心面对未知。
His kind of faith undergoes tests.
他的信心经历试验。
These three are very hard to come by.
这三样都是一个呼应。
That's why we need number four.
所以我们需要第四。
We need God's grace.
我们需要神的恩典。
Only His grace can sustain us, can hold our hands to finish the course, to finish the journey.
只有他的恩典可以托住我们去完成神给我们的托付。
If we pay attention carefully.
如果我们留心去看的话
，You notice all these four points suggest that faith is dynamic.
这四点呢，让我们看到说这四点是一个动态的
，is not static.
它不是一个站着没有动的。
The question is for today.
问题是
，is our faith dynamic or static?
我们的信心是一个动态的，还是在原地不动的
？We have heard so much of the Bible.
你听了圣经里面许多的信息。
Sunday in, Sunday out, we receive so many sermons, so many messages.
听了许多的信息。
Is our faith static?
我们的信心是一个动态的吗
？Or dynamic?
还是一个不动的，在一个原点不动的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
It's time to reflect on God's will.
让我们来思想反思。
It's time to examine our faith.
反思我们的信心。
We've been saying that we believe.
我们在说我们相信。
What kind of believing is that?
你相信什么呢
？What kind of faith is that?
你的信心是怎样的信心
？Is it the same as Abraham's?
是跟亚伯拉罕一样的吗
Does it have the characteristics of Abraham's faith?
它有带着这样子信亚伯拉罕的信心的这样子的一个状态吗
？You may now reflect and also speak to the Lord about your faith.
那我们要反思，然后跟神说，诉说你的信心。
Our Lord, our God.
天父。
Thank you for your comforting words.
谢谢你安慰的话语。
Thank you for hearing all our prayers.
谢谢你聆听我们的祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.